Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A recent Supreme Court ruling has brought to the forefront the extraordinary power of Article 142, which allows the apex court to bypass procedural requirements and directly dissolve a marriage, raising old questions about the constitutional contours of this unique power. On 14 April 2026, the Supreme Court invoked its extraordinary powers under Article 142 to directly dissolve a marriage, bypassing the usual procedural requirements under the Hindu Marriage Act and the Family Courts Act. This ruling is notable for highlighting how Article 142 can remedy procedural abuse in matrimonial litigation, and it renews the debate about the constitutional contours of this unique power. But what exactly is Article 142? Article 142, subclause 1 of the Constitution of India states that the Supreme Court, in the exercise of its jurisdiction, may pass such decree or make such order as is necessary for doing complete justice in any cause or matter pending before it. And any decree so passed or order so made shall be enforceable throughout the territory of India. Furthermore, Article 142, subclause 2 empowers the court to investigate or punish contempt of itself, summon witnesses, or discover documents. What makes Article 142 unique is that it empowers the Supreme Court to do complete justice, which may mean going beyond statutory law, filling legislative gaps, or issuing orders that would technically be outside its adjudicatory jurisdiction. This is a deliberate design choice, as the Constituent Assembly debates, specifically on 27 May 1949, show that Dr. B.R. Ambedkar defended this provision as necessary for a young democracy with incomplete legal frameworks. Now, let us turn to the evolution of Article 142 in matrimonial cases. The Hindu Marriage Act, 1955, which governs divorce by mutual consent, requires parties to first file a joint petition, then wait 6 months, known as the cooling-off period, before filing a second motion confirming the decision. This cooling-off period can be distressing where the marriage has irrevocably broken down and both parties consent. In the landmark case of Shilpa Sailesh v. Varun Srinivasan, 2023, a 5-judge constitution bench held that Article 142 can indeed be used to grant divorce on the ground of irretrievable breakdown of marriage, even though this is not a ground under the Hindu Marriage Act. The court can waive the 6-month cooling-off period under Section 13B of the Hindu Marriage Act. The court also laid down guidelines for when Article 142 should be exercised in matrimonial matters. 14 April 2026, judgment applies the Shilpa Sailesh framework to a case where the marriage had been broken for over a decade, with multiple rounds of litigation spanning family courts, high courts, and the Supreme Court. Using Article 142, the court dissolved the marriage directly, avoiding sending the matter back to family court, settled property division, fixed alimony terms, and quashed criminal proceedings arising from the matrimonial dispute. The doctrine of irretrievable breakdown is not a statutory ground for divorce in any Indian personal law. The Law Commission of India has recommended its inclusion 4 times in its 71st report in 1978, 217th report in 2009, 221st report in 2009, and periodic reiterations in other reports. However, Parliament has not enacted this recommendation into law. In the absence of legislative action, the Supreme Court has used Article 142 to fill the gap, but has stressed that this is an exceptional remedy, not a routine ground, and that high courts and lower courts cannot dissolve marriages on irretrievable breakdown, only the Supreme Court can, using Article 142. The factors considered by the court in such cases include the length of separation, the nature of allegations, attempts at reconciliation, and the welfare of children. It is worth noting that Article 142 has been used across widely varying situations, showcasing its broad applicability. Now, Let us examine the debate surrounding Article 142. On one hand, arguments for broad Article 142 use include legislative inertia, where Parliament often fails to enact reforms despite Law Commission recommendations. The constitutional design, as intended by Ambedkar and the Constituent Assembly, empowers the Supreme Court to do complete justice. Article 142 is exercised in specific disputes, not as general lawmaking, and higher court discipline prevents chaos in lower courts. On the other hand, arguments against broad Article 142 use include concerns about separation of powers, where the Supreme Court should not make law where Parliament has deliberately chosen not to legislate. There is also a democratic deficit, as judicial legislation bypasses debate, scrutiny, and popular accountability. The uncertainty of complete justice being subjective and different benches reaching different outcomes also raises concerns. Furthermore, the rule of law is undermined if the apex court can set aside statutory requirements in the name of equity. The Supreme Court itself has developed limits on Article 142. In Prem Chand Gargui, Excise Commissioner, 1963, it was held that Article 142 orders must not violate fundamental rights. In A.R. Antule v. R.S. Nayak, 1988, it was ruled that Article 142 cannot be used to contravene the express provisions of any statute. And in Supreme Court Bar Association v. UOI, 1998, it was clarified that Article 142 is supplementary to existing laws, not a substitute for them, and cannot override substantive law applicable to the case. Now, let us turn to comparative analysis. India's Article 142 is uniquely broad, and the Indian Supreme Court's activism is in substantial part enabled by this provision. In other jurisdictions, similar powers are not as extensive, highlighting the distinctive nature of Article 142 in the Indian constitutional framework. The family law landscape in India is complex, with multiple personal laws and uneven reform. The Uniform Civil Code debate, as per Article 44 of the Directive Principles, has periodic salience, but the political difficulty of harmonizing personal laws is a key reason Parliament has been slow to reform matrimonial law. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember that Article 142 is a critical provision in the Indian Constitution, and its application in various contexts, including matrimonial cases, is a key aspect of polity and governance. Note this carefully. The Supreme Court's use of Article 142 to fill legislative gaps and provide complete justice is a significant aspect of its role in the Indian judicial system. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Article 142, Clause 1, allows the Supreme Court to do complete justice in any cause. Clause 2 empowers the court to investigate or punish contempt, summon witnesses, or discover documents. The Shilpa Sailesh v. Varun Srinivasan case, 2023, held that Article 142 can be used to grant divorce on irretrievable breakdown and can waive the 6-month cooling-off period under Section 13B of the Hindu Marriage Act, 1955. Constraints on Article 142 include that it cannot override fundamental rights, cannot contradict express statute, and is supplementary, not substitutive, and must not override substantive statutory law. In conclusion, the Supreme Court's use of Article 142 to dissolve a marriage directly highlights the extraordinary power of this provision and raises important questions about the constitutional contours of this unique power. As you prepare for your UPSC examination, remember the significance of Article 142 in the Indian judicial system and its potential applications in various contexts, including matrimonial cases. The broader significance of this topic lies in its connection to the Indian Constitution, the role of the judiciary, and the complexities of family law in India.